Now, as Lutherans, we also hold Mary in high esteem, and although we don't have a prayer directly to her, Luther wrote prayers giving thanks to God for her example of how to be humble. And did you know this? That Mary is the only identified woman in the Holy Book of Islam. Women are not mentioned. Only Mary. So as we put it all together, Mary is esteemed really highly from everyone. Doesn't matter if they're Christian or not. Mary, besides Jesus, she's about as high as you could get. Next question. How did Mary see herself? She sees herself lowly. Saint Benedict, again, the third step on the ladder, says modest speech. In other words, not exaggerating yourself. In verse 48, she calls herself a doulos. That's where we get the word doula from. The word means she's a servant. She doesn't see herself as a superstar. She doesn't see herself as getting in the limelight. She's a servant. Saint Benedict says the fifth step on the ladder of humility is self-abasement, seeing yourself lower than everyone else. In verse 48, she says, I am of low estate. What does that mean? That means she sees herself as common. She didn't come from a pedigree that was fancy like everybody else. When Matthew gives his genealogy of Jesus, he traces it to Joseph. Joseph is the fulfillment of that banner, not Mary. From the root of Jesse. Joseph is the descendant of Jesse, not Mary. If you were to ask the neighbors around Mary, they would say she's just a hand, she's just a maiden, and she does housework. Step 11, Saint Benedict says, practice self-denial. In the story of Mary, it's inspiring. In verse 34, when God says, this is my plan for salvation, her response, how is this going to happen? She's kind of skeptical. Then as you move on in chapter 1, verse 38, she responds by saying, I am the Lord's servant. May your word be to me fulfilled, she says. That's equivalent to saying, not my will, not my rights, your plan, Lord. Your plan. Let me be a part of your plan. We shine a light on Mary. We push away Herod in this church. We shine a light on humility. Now, you might be thinking here this morning, are there any modern-day Marys living in this world? Anyone that actually practices self-denial and self-abasement? I came across one person, actually a couple people I'm going to name here, and just one that I'm going to name. Alexei Navalny. Have any one of you heard of Alexei Navalny and his story? Alexei Navalny was hated by the Russian government, hated by the state in Russia. In fact, they plotted to take his life. Vladimir Putin did not like Alexei Navalny. Alexei was a part of the resistance in Russia. Many of those people that were a part of the resistance in Russia are atheists, mainly, but they believed in fighting the government. Alexei, before he got onto a flight from Russia into Germany, I believe the city was Berlin, Russian authorities doused his clothes in a lethal nerve agent. Why? The idea was to kill him so that while he was on the plane, he wouldn't have any help. Navalny got on that plane. He survived the trip, landed in Germany, went immediately to a hospital, barely survived, made it through. Now, when I tell you that story, you might think, that guy's never going back to Russia ever again. But some of you know what he did. And do you know what inspired him to go back to Russia on a plane? Alexei Navalny is a Christian. And he said if he would have been an atheist, he never would have gone back to Russia. But his Christianity pushed him to be not about his plan, but about God's plan to bring righteousness and justice. And in his memoir, it's coming out now, his memoir, he says this. Jesus said, Matthew chapter 5, verse 6, "Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be satisfied." That verse motivated Navalny to go back to Russia. And you know what happened? They captured him. They sent him to a prison. He was walking out up in Siberia and had a heart attack at 47 years of age. Navalny wasn't about his plan. That's a Mary, someone who's about God's plan of bringing righteousness and justice. Humble. And you might be thinking here this morning, one more story, you might be thinking here this morning, well, that's nice, someone on the national scene, global scene. Are there any humble people in our church? I'm going to name one, but I'm not going to say their name. You may know who it is, but come ask me if you really want to know. We had a member diagnosed with cancer 12 to 18 months ago in this church. And when they got the diagnosis, it was almost as if they were receiving an assignment from the Lord. They went about their normal activities, duties here at church, connecting with people, living their life, helping people whenever they came their way. And that's the way they lived their life. Now, some people would say the miracle is that this person I'm talking about is in remission. Praise the Lord. Isn't that a miracle to be in remission after being told 12 months, 18 months ago that cancer is going to take your life? They are in remission. But I would argue the miracle is this. When this person goes back to their doctor told them, "When I have other patients that are diagnosed with cancer, I tell them about you and how you faced what you did with humility and with a positive attitude." I was a member of this church, and I think the miracle is that their story is being told in a hospital room and doctor's offices. Peace shines a light on the humble here at this church, to those who place their life into God's plan to bring salvation. Now you might think, the Herods are the ones that win. The Herods are the ones that get the promotions. Herods in the world, they're the ones who are slapped the tag of leader and everyone follows them. Don't be tricked. That's not true. Remember my story about Herod telling his sister to kill other rivals on the day of his death so everyone would mourn? Remember that story? That's a true story. No one followed Herod's ask. No one did it. They saw through his wickedness and arrogance and pride. It's true. Shine a light on the humble, on those who practice humility. That's what will win the day. As it did with Mary, so also with Saint Benedict. Amen. I want to pray about that before we continue. Lord, we thank you for this special message from Luke chapter 1 that it's the humble that should receive attention. Lord, we live in a world that Herods get all the attention. The loud people, the people that are extreme get the attention. Show us a different way. Help us to follow Mary's example, to simply place our hands into your life, to be humble people that want to be about your plan, your desires. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.